Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
Today, we're having a February flashback, for lack of a better term. Whenever we talk about our podcast episodes and how they come to us, we always like to call upon something that is very relevant in our lives, because I think that's the foundation of our podcast, is that we wanted everybody that's listening to feel like we are relating to them in a way that these are happening in real time. And so what we actually did today is we were like, let's go and revisit some of the podcast episodes that we did at the very beginning, which is so crazy.
So long ago.
It's almost been 3 years since our first episode launched, which is just wild to us. So we were going back, and episode 2, we talked about embracing our many hats. And today we were like, we definitely know that we can update that topic specifically, because we think that that conversation has evolved for us. So we wanted to talk about how embracing our many hats has evolved over the past 3 years, specifically when it comes to our business, because we are in a much different place in our business today than we were 3 years ago when we first launched that episode, and how that ties into what our underlying vision is for our business. And how do you reconcile that, right? Like, how do you reconcile embracing all of these hats, dealing with the change, adapting to the changes that you have to encounter in your business, but still staying true to what you want your business to look like and like what the model is that you want to build it around.
Yeah. And another part of that is, you know, embracing the evolution of the different hats that you're wearing. Because when we first started this podcast, it was just Amy and I in the firm.
Little old us.
We didn't have any employees. We had our complete separate caseloads, and we were just, you know, basically doing what we had always done where we were before, but just now on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, fast forward almost 3 years to today, and we have evolved into managing partners. Yeah. We have people that work for us. We have, you know, an attorney that works for us, a paralegal. We are managing more than we are just practicing law. I would say back then we were more so just practicing. We were running the business, but I mean, now we have a couple offices, like we have staff. We have, I mean, it's just totally different. And our kids' lives have evolved along with us.
Yeah.
So for me, like, my kids are older now. So the activities that we're in, all the sports, all the juggling has intensified with my role here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's amazing to see how it has evolved, but it has definitely changed tremendously.
I think it's become a little more complex. So going back to like 3 years specifically, like Laura said, we were really doing what we had already known how to do. We were just doing it in a different environment. And it was an environment that we were building ourselves. And at the same time too, we were also starting to develop different relationships and different business ventures too. But it wasn't the same kind of like a business where you have other people to manage and you have to continue to be inventive and creative of like where you're getting more business from. So that was a big difference, I think. Yeah. And that's something that we've had to embrace. And it has been a pretty bumpy road. Like, we have, in the past 3 years, we have onboarded the same number of people that we have actually also terminated relationships with. And so that has been uncharted territory for us that we had to deal with and navigate. And so one of the ways that we had to really realize, like, this is how you embrace that hat, is that it is always going to change. Like, nothing is static. And that's a mindset that you really have to adapt and learn how to wrangle with, because it could be really hard. Like, you go from a place where we were litigation workhorses. This is all we did all day long. We were in court. We were managing our cases. We were writing motions. We were dealing with all of that. And that's really the box that we were confined to. And then we had to embrace this whole brand new hat that we were wearing, where it was, we were doing that. We also wanted to branch into new business areas, new practice areas. And how did that look, right? And it was really hard for us to overcome the idea of like, wait, so we have to change? Like, what do we have to change now? Like, how is this going to work? And for Laura and I, if you've been listening, it's really hard for us to adapt to new changes like that.
Yeah, it's really hard. And for me, I think the hardest thing has been transitioning from just basically like an associate mindset to a managing partner and managing all the things, because there are two aspects to what we do. There is the practice of law and there's the business of law. Mm-hmm. And the business of law can sometimes be all consuming. Like we could literally spend every day, all day on just administrative things.
Oh, totally.
But if we did that, we would get no legal work.
We wouldn't have a business because we would have a business without any of the legal work bringing in the revenue.
So we have to, you know, fold in the practice of law into our business. And that's, yes, now we have other people working for us, but even that, you know, has evolved, like having to figure out how to delegate as a managing partner. Like what work do we, you know, delegate? What work do we keep for ourselves? And for me, that has been incredibly difficult, because I used to have the mindset, like, it's just easier for me to do it myself and get it done rather than have to explain it to somebody.
Yeah.
But if I don't explain it to somebody else who can then take it off my plate, we'll never evolve anywhere, because I will never be able to get more done than just what I can do myself. So I don't know. I think that's been pretty hard for you too.
Oh, it's been totally hard, because again, we went from a place where we were it. We did everything. We prepared every single motion paper, discovery, demand, everything that we had to do in our litigation roles, we did ourselves. We did not have somebody that we could constantly rely upon to support, because the people that were in our office that were supporting us were also supporting other individuals that were very needy.
Yeah.
And so we could not keep them to ourselves. So for me too, particularly, like, having been a paralegal beforehand, having been a legal secretary beforehand, before becoming an attorney, I was like, I know how to do this. Why am I going to give this to somebody else? Like, it's just easy for me to do. I'm going to have to explain it. I'm going to take the time to explain it. And you go through that. And so while, yes, like, everybody tells you, like, as a business owner, in order to grow, you have to onboard more people. It was really hard for me to do that though, because I'm like, I'm doing it myself. I'm just doing it all.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like, once you add that other dynamic in where you now have to delegate, manage, supervise, those activities compound. That time is now taking away from your legal work, from the practice of law. And so what you have to find is the balance between, okay, how am I delegating effectively so that the time that I need to spend managing, delegating, and supervising is not going to detract from the rest of the legal work that I still have.
It's so hard.
It's such a hard balance.
It really is. And I have to be honest, I'm not good at it. So this is something that I continue to literally work on every single day. Mm-hmm. But I know that if I don't evolve in that respect, it's not going to be good for us. So I have to work on it every day. The other way that the hats that I wear have evolved is how the shift in my role here has, you know, combined with a shift at home. So like, my kids are older. And when we first did this episode, we really focused on just the many hats we wear as working moms, like as lawyers, as moms, you know, all the different roles that we play.
Yeah.
And that is still relevant now. Like, even just an example, last weekend, we have this huge case that we're working on. And I really, really wanted to sit down last weekend and work on it. But I have had such resistance to working at home on the weekends. I don't know what it's about. I threw some theories out at Amy, and she probably thinks I'm nuts, but I think you might have agreed with me.
I agree.
But so I threw some theories out at her, but really I had to say to myself, okay, yes, I feel a tremendous amount of guilt when I do work at home, because I think to myself, okay, you are at work how many hours out of every week? A lot. Mm-hmm. I spend much more time here than I do at home.
Yeah.
So for me to sit down on the weekend and have to do work, I feel so guilty. But I had to say to myself, okay, and this is literally the conversation I had with myself last weekend. Your role has changed.
Yeah.
You are a managing partner in your firm, and this is your job. And if you want to continue in that role, you're going to have to evolve and take different steps than you would in the past. Like, you need to move past the guilt It's not an every weekend thing. We just so happened to have this huge project that we were working on that had to be taken care of this week and finished. And so I had to focus on how my roles have evolved here in order to help me get stuff done at home. It was tough. It was a tough weekend, like in that mental juggling of that mindset.
Yeah.
But it's true. I literally just had that conversation with myself last weekend.
I'm so happy that you went here, because this is what I was thinking about of like the next point we had to bring up was embracing the hats, how they evolve, and how we need to manage our time as the people and the businesswomen that we are becoming. Because I remember one of the first cases that I took on when I left my former office and I was joining in partnership with Laura, I worked all day on a Sunday in order to file an emergency application the following day. And I got so much energy out of that. It didn't feel like work because it was brand new. It was my first case that I was taking on, new litigation that I was taking on from where I was. And it felt so good to sit at my computer. And my husband was super supportive. He was hanging out with my daughter. It was like, everything was fine. Everything was aligning. It was wonderful. And then fast forward 3 years, and I'm getting into this point where like my work days, like Laura, I'm not coming home at 5:30 every single day. I am leaving my office and coming home 6:30, 7 o'clock, even if I have to get things done. And it puts a tremendous amount of guilt in the back of my mind. But as Laura has said, one of the other things you have to embrace is that this role is going to change and it's not going to look the same every single day.
Nope.
There are weeks where we are super transactional heavy. There are weeks where I have a week coming up in March where I'm in court every single day. I have not had a week like that in a very long time, but I'm already thinking about it now because I'm like, I have deadlines the following week. So all of those things to say that your days are not going to look the same. And for people that come from a background where our days did really kind of look the same, we knew we had to go to court if there was court. We knew we had to write papers. We knew we had to do the litigation tasks. And now you have to evolve with the role that you want to have. And we know that the vision we have, we still have plenty left in the gas tank of like where we're going and what we're building. And we're going to have to evolve with that. If it comes down to that, it's impacting then like negatively affecting things at home, right? Like, and I think that's where you're getting at is that not one day, not one Saturday for 1 hour is your family going to resent you for taking that time.
Mike couldn't care less.
Right.
Like, this is
self-created.
It is totally self-created. Mm-hmm. My kids were, I don't even remember what they were doing. Matthew was at baseball. Like they're not even home.
Right.
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 But I feel guilty that I should be doing the laundry and doing things around the house. I'm not doing them during the day, during the week, obviously because I'm here.
Yeah.
So I have that guilt of not just, I need to be spending time with the kids, but I need to be doing stuff in the house.
And the other thing too, I want to bring up to interrupt you, I'm sorry, but this is also a mindset that it was almost like used against us too, in a way, where the managing partner that we worked with was like, if you're not working on the weekends, you're not working hard enough. And we literally worked so hard on the days that we were in the office, which was every single day, super early in the morning before anybody else was in the office. And we're working, we're answering emails at night, we're doing all the things. So for it to be used as like almost ammunition of like, look at me, I'm working harder than you. I took that as I'll show you, I don't need to work on the weekends because my weeks are going to be so productive. I don't even need to step foot in it. And also it was a mindset that was like used against me. So for me, there was a period of time where it was like, I don't want to be forced to have to sit and work on the weekends.
Hence the resistance that I was running.
Hence the resistance, right? And so it's guilt. It's mom guilt, which is self-created. It's wife guilt, self-created. Mm-hmm. It's the guilt and the pressure and also the resentment of how that was used against us previously. And so what do we have to do? We have to recognize that we're not in that environment anymore and we can step out of it. And this is something that we are embracing in a brand new environment with a brand new culture and a brand new vision. And it's going to look like this from time to time, and that's okay.
And it's just necessary.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we have to do. If this is the role we want to be in, then this is what we have to do. And I have to be honest with you. So we have decided to close our office on every federal holiday, another bone of contention from our last office.
Mm-hmm.
So we were closed Monday for President's Day, but I sat down on Monday. Well, I forget what the kids were busy. One of them was, I think Chris was out, like they weren't even home. So I sat down on Monday afternoon and I said to Mike, I was like, gotta go. I'm going back to my desk. I just need 30 minutes, right? So this is how I play this mental game with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, let me just sit down for 30 minutes
yeah.
and just get something done. And I felt so good after sitting there and getting it done. It didn't interfere with the time I spent with the kids. I got other things done in the house. It's yeah. all a mental game. At
it
least
is a
for
mental
me.
Game.
It's all
sure.
a mental game. And guess what? I got more than 30 minutes of work done. This is the game I have to play with myself. If I tell myself I'm going to just sit down for 30 minutes, it doesn't seem so overwhelming. But then once I sit down and I start working, I was actually really excited about what I was writing. So I just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually had to get up because I had to take one of them somewhere. But it felt so good to get it done, even on a holiday.
Yeah.
When the office was quote unquote closed.
Yeah.
I was still doing something. And I actually felt better when I came back in on Tuesday, because it didn't feel so much like a Monday,
mm-hmm.
like I was being slammed with the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
So I said to Amy, I said, even if, and obviously every weekend can't do this, we have sports, we have like, there's just things going on, but to the extent that I can, if I can just sit down and even just do something administrative
right.
for 30 minutes on the weekend, I'll feel like I have gotten something done and continue to evolve in the role as a managing partner while still evolving in terms of how I'm managing everything at home.
And all, like even down to you do the calendar blocking too.
Yep.
And I know that that's something that you did over the weekend.
Yep.
Got to give yourself some grace in this. And I know we say that almost every single episode.
Yeah.
But you really do, because this is not something that you've ever done before, right? This is not every single day. If you're growing and you're moving in that direction of like growth, continual growth, you are going to be encountering something new every single day. Things that you're not as familiar with, you're not going to manage as well as you think you should. And I think that the important thing to remember is that giving yourself a little bit of grace to just figure it out. And if, listen, it'd be a lot different if Laura turned to Mike and was like, you don't understand how important my job is and what my role is, like, and get all like sassy on a soapbox. That doesn't land well.
No.
But if you say like, look, it's really going to help me for my mental energy, for my headspace. I know I have a couple of things flowing. I really just want to get them down on paper. And that's the beauty of being able to run into your office, do that for a half hour. And I'm sure that you came out of that office different than what you would have been if you hadn't had that opportunity.
Right. Because in my head, I'm beating myself up about not getting anything done.
Right.
When I
which
really,
is how weekend went.
Which is, but I really needed to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have felt 1,000 times worse if I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Because I would have been just not giving myself any grace and worrying about the papers that we had to get filed. So it really helped me to just sit down for that little bit and do those papers. But I have to tell you about an interesting conversation I had this morning. I didn't even tell you about it yet.
Okay.
So when I first decided that I was going out on my own, after, you know, I told my former partner that I was leaving, I had a conversation with a client that I worked very closely with at the time, because, you know, we had to give the clients the option to either stay there or come with us. You have to tell them, you know, what's happening. So he is a client that started his own business like 40 years ago. And, you know, when I told him what I was doing, he gave me such a pep talk. And you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And just told me the whole story about how, you know, when he started his business, everything that he did and how hard it was, but it was the best decision he ever made and that I was going to be fine. And it was such a sense of support. I don't know. He was like a father figure. Like, he's amazing. And so I still work with him to this day. And I just spoke with him this morning and he was like, how's business going? How's everything? He was like, I'm so proud of you. He goes, wow, the way you guys have expanded over the last 3 years. He's like, absolutely amazing. He's like, the hardest, but the best decision you ever made, right? And I was like, so yeah, true. He's like, because when you make a decision like that and you decide to change your role and literally flip your life upside down, mm-hmm. he was like, it's like you're jumping into a black hole. Like you don't know, you're somewhere where you're comfortable and you know the routine, but things are going to change, right? You're looking to evolve.
Yeah.
But that's scary.
It's so scary.
So scary. But he was like, I am so excited for you and so proud of what you guys are building. And I told him, I said, that conversation we had was such a game changer for me and was such a sense of support. And he was like, yeah, you know what? It's kind of like what we do with this podcast. He was like, I lived that.
Yeah.
And I felt it when you were talking about it because I had been there. So if I was able to help you and guide you through my own experience, then that makes me really happy. And so that's what we look to do here. Like when mm-hmm. we come and we talk about the issues we're having and the solutions we've come up with. And even on this episode, like how we're navigating how our roles have, you know, the different hats we wear have evolved. Mm-hmm. That is the goal of what we're doing with this podcast. So I just want to tell you about that conversation because it was amazing.
And it's just a testament to like the kind of clients that we love to work mm-hmm. with and the ones that really do recognize that we are not just their attorney, mm-hmm. but we are also business people trying right. to build something that they have been in those shoes. They understand where you're coming from. And when you can have that level of like support and respect from people like that, it just means the world. And I have to say, I echo what Laura just said about, you know, that's what we want to do here. Because if anybody were to tell you that, you know, 4 years ago, everything was going to be roses and rainbows and it was going to be a beautiful straight line of growth. It was not. It has been, these have been some of the most difficult years that we have ever experienced in our legal career, but also difficult and challenging and exciting.
Right.
And so we have been forced to like push ourselves outside of our comfort zone and really embrace these new hats, like what they look like.
Yeah.
They're definitely different looking hats yeah. than what they were 3 years ago. And it's been really, really fun to just now take a minute to like reflect back and realize like it's not static. It's always going to change, which we definitely are not great at. But like we want to come on here and explain how we're tackling that change and like what that looks like for us. Yes. We hope it helps.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.